You've probably witnessed the devastating effect of sin in the life of someone close to you. Maybe it's an adulterous husband who's refused to forsake his sin. Maybe a close friend enslaved to habitual sin. Or even a church leader leading his congregation astray with false teaching. Sin robs, it enslaves, it deceives. And according to 1 John 5:16, there is a sin leading to death. A listener from New York asks about the sin leading to death in that passage. Does that apply to a believer or an unbeliever? Is that physical death or spiritual death? John?
As a pastor for many, many years in a church, I've seen it all. The devastating, horrendous destruction done by adultery, habitual sin, yes, false teaching. I've seen the robbery, the enslavement, the deception of sin, all of that. And then to the question, 1 John 5:16, there is a sin leading to death. It isn't a specific sin. In reality, it is whatever sin leads to death. And there is no specific sin that could actually cause God Himself, the Lord, to take the life of a believer, but that's what it's talking about. That passage refers to believers. And it refers to physical death, not spiritual death. And what it says is that a believer can commit a sin which will cause the Lord to just take him to heaven. He doesn't go to hell, he goes to heaven. It's the same thing in 1 Corinthians where some were desecrating the Lord's table. Paul says, some of you sleep. Some in the congregation have died because of that. It's any sin that the Lord deems to be serious to the point where you're better off removed from the church because of your influence.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur.